ABC Radio Australia.
As we begin our broadcast this morning, polling stations in Solomon Islands have just opened as the country begins its general election. Today, voters will decide their provincial and national MPs, which is the first step in deciding whether caretaker Prime Minister Songavale will see another term or if Solomon Islands will see new leadership. 300 candidates are contesting 50 seats in Parliament and another 900 are contesting provincial seats. Our reporter Evan Wasuka is at a polling station in Honiara and joins me now live. Good morning, Evan.
Good morning, Leo Aggie.
Look, I know it's quite early there. I'm just wondering, what does the voter turnout look like at the moment?
Aggie, it might be early, but people are out in droves to cast their vote. I was on my way here to where I am, which is in the White River polling station, which is on the west side of Honiara. I was driving here and I could see people just walking along the streets. I passed one polling station and there were people already crowded around outside. And here where I am standing at the front of the White River polling station, people are just clamoring to see their names and ID numbers so that they can go and cast their votes. There's a good line and people are slowly coming through. It's been raining for the past couple of days, but right now the skies are clear and people are trying to get through as much as they can, I think, before rains come.
Yeah, before the rain comes, again with the atmosphere, what have voters in Honiara had to say about today?
Yeah, so look, yesterday was really quiet. We had the big day of campaigning on Monday, where we saw lots of parades and floats. The campaign blackout period kicked in yesterday morning. It's been very, very quiet. But today, people are out coming down to vote. I'm here, like I was saying, at the White River polling station, which is part of the West Honiara constituency. Namson Tran is the incumbent here, but he's facing stiff competition from other contenders this year. Mr. Tran has held this constituency for the past three terms in Parliament, but we'll really see what happens when the voters come in and start casting their ballots. I talked to some voters earlier, and one of them was Walter, who said he was really keen to be here this morning. He was among the first people here, and he was very happy to get in line to cast his vote. Here's a bit of what he had to say.
Thank you. My name is Walter Nils. Right now, we here at the White River polling station. Yeah, and as we see, there are people who come here to vote for the new MPs to represent them in Parliament.
For you, why are you here and why is it important for you?
It is important for me to vote for my leader who will represent me and my future in Parliament.
And what type of leader are you hoping to choose, and what do you want to see come out of this voting day today?
I want to see a leader who have a vision to represent us in the Parliament for the next 4 years.
And do you have any message for other voters across the country that are listening in today, this morning?
Yeah, I do encourage the other voters to vote wisely and choose a leader who will help them for the next 4 years.
That's a voter, White River voter, Walter Neal. And Aggie, he was just encouraging other Solomon Islanders to come out and cast their votes because here at White River, they're choosing their national MP and their provincial ward members. It's going to be a big day, and it's just a starting point here.
Absolutely. And so with that, how long are the polls actually going to be open for today, Evan?
Yeah, so the polls started at 7 a.m., and they're going to run throughout the day until 4 p.m. this afternoon. What happens is, if you're still in line at 4 o'clock, the polling officials will allow you to continue to come to the front and cast your vote. So they won't turn people away, but they're urging people to come in early. Like I was saying, they're thinking the forecast is for rain at around 11 o'clock. So we'll probably see more people rushing in this morning to cast their ballots.
And during that time, while people are casting their ballots, we know that there's definitely a police presence everywhere. And Deputy Police Commissioner Wanita Matangi has said they are monitoring hotspots. Have we heard any messages from police in regards to today?
Look, in terms of police presence, there's certainly lots of police around. On my drive here this morning, I passed a convoy of more than a dozen police vehicles moving out into different parts of the capital. This included the police response unit and the other public order teams with the Royal Solomon Islands Police Force. Right here at the polling station, there's a bunch of police officers marching around the compound. And with a lot of the ballot, with a lot of the polling stations, they're placed near a police station. So just across the road from us is the White River Police Station. So certainly lots of presence of police around and security. So so far it's looking pretty good.
Mm. You are our eyes and ears there, Evan. So I'm just wondering, what can we expect to see across the rest of today?
Well, I think it'll be pretty much a similar story of what I'm seeing here at White River. I'm expecting that to be playing out across the country right now, because there are 334 candidates in total contesting 50 seats in Parliament. As you were saying, there's around 900 others also contesting the provincial seats. And if you look at the stats for this year's elections, around there's around 20 females contesting the election. But in terms of who is going to come out on top, it's really hard to say right now. All eyes are on Prime Minister Manasseh Sogavare and how he does in the Choiseul constituency. But we won't actually know that until the results start to come out in probably 3 or 4 days' time.
Mm. It definitely is. It will be a wait and see. But Evan, we have to ask, have you already cast your vote?
No, I'm registered to vote in the East Honiara constituency, which is on the other side of town. So at some point today, I'm going to rush over and do my bit and cast my ballot. But right now, it's about updating you and everyone else listening here.